Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Thank you.
Lab, everybody, welcome back for your layoff over the week, and I know you was waiting for this to come back around, but you know, we're here again, so chill out,
okay.
Strap up, dig it. Yo, it's Monday, Money Monday, man. We're going to be tackling a topic that's, you know, not about the money too much, but, you know, it's it kind of hits home in other ways, man. There's a student that died after being assaulted in a high school. Over a fight over a boy. What is this world coming to, man? These kids ain't got no respect for the rules, man, at all. No respect.
By no means.
By no means, shape, or form, man. The disconnect, man. The generation passing down values to the next one, man. But it's obvious that, you know, we got to be the repairers of the breach somehow. Anyway, I'm going to get off my soapbox and put my Bible up. And we're going to introduce the rest of the panel tonight. We want to take it all the way down to the dirty, dirty, down bottom Florida, Tampa Bay style. What county is that? What county is that?
Hillsborough.
Hillsborough County. That's a county you don't want to get pulled over in. It just sounds like a county you don't want to get pulled over in.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Pretty much.
Hillsborough,
it
just sounds like
orange.
It. Just,
you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
It just
allegedly
feels like it's the name.
Right.
Word. Anyway, we're going to bring it to you from Itty Bitty Planet City. Hot chocolate, what it do?
Yo, yo, happy Monday, everybody. Hillsborough County is not the county that you want to get pulled over, and he's right about that, but, you know, we still make
it. It just sounds like
as long as you're not riding dirty, you don't got to really worry about it too much. I ain't going to say at all. I'm going to say too much. I'll say that.
I could dig it, but it just sounds like one of those counties that they just going to make you feel like you did something when they pull you over. You want to start talking about you cheating on your taxes, and
going
to teach you to the SATs and all this kind of stuff. Sound like that kind of county. Anyway, we're going to take a little further up north, up the coast or whatever, up 85, Charlotte, North Cackalack. Got Madam Boston, Kizzy Sunshine.
Good afternoon
Boston
in the morning,
Strong
time.
Chin.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, this topic tonight is nonsense, but it's been going on for years.
It has been.
I digress.
Unfortunately, it has been. And yeah, we've been exposed to a little bit too much, and all I can say is I thank God that this edible is kicking in.
Between
this and the boiler maker, we're going to have a good show. So anyway, downplay. But yo, it was a busy weekend in sports, too. We may get to that a little bit later. We're hoping that our other correspondent that was actually on the scene indirectly or directly, she was at the hospital that she came into, correct?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that our other panelists may get a chance to check in, but, you know, duty calls and other walk of life. So we'll hope to be graced with her presence in the near to immediate future so she can give us kind of a live
not live, but up front, a first-hand perspective on what was going down. Until then, it's 9:10 in the p.m. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come right back with the rest of the show. I know y'all ready for this one. We're going to be right back, y'all. Social Lab, Team I'm on Radio. It's your boy, Save James. Yep.
Do it.
Social Lab.
Baby, I like it so.
Grips on your waist, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Street's not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like it so.
Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time, and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Tonight we are talking, though, about a serious subject of this student who died after being assaulted inside a high school. Actually, she hit her head. From what I heard, she hit her head on the sink, and that's how she, you know, ended up passing away. But she was jumped by, you know, a number of girls and over a boy and jealousy. And it's sad, but like I said, it's been happening for years. It just really does come to the fact that we have more access, you know. But my question is, where did these girls get in their minds that it was okay to even attempt to jump this young lady? I'm stuck on that. Because how could you be jealous? Why can't you be in your own lane? Why can't you be different without being attacked?
It's rough, but I mean, like I said before, man, behind the screen, that kids ain't got no respect for the rules, for the rules now.
They don't have respect for themselves. And I know I've said this time and time again, having self-respect ends a lot, it resolves a lot of situations. They had self-respect. They would be concerned about what someone else is doing, even if they did like the boy.
Barza, but before we get before we go on the heartstrings, I know you got a daughter. I got a daughter too. So
yeah,
it's back to Gina because you know she has some more to, pertinent details on it that we may that may help us kind of piece together. You're not gonna.
I'd love to hear.
You're not gonna piece it together to the point to where you are gonna be at ease with the situation. But you know, let's hear what the full official reports on this thing. What you got over there, Gina?
Yeah, the young lady's name is Amy Anita Joyner Francis. And she was allegedly attacked and killed by a group of, there's no really way to better describe them as bullies, in the school bathroom. The young ladies seemed to be fighting over a boy in Wilmington, Delaware. Anita is 16 years old. We don't have reports of the ages of the other young ladies. But it started out with just two of them fighting and ended up with other girls coming and basically jumping Anita, her hitting her head on a sink and tragically passing away in the hospital thereafter over her injuries. The high school where this took place is Howard High School of Technology.
Yeah, she was a senior,
Principal
too.
Stanley Spohr. She's a 10th grader, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Was attacked by two students in the restroom at 8:15 a.m. before classes began.
Damn, it was that early in the morning?
Yeah.
Right. They planned that.
Wow.
They planned that,
yo. Found in critical condition. She was rushed in a state police helicopter to the A.I. DuPont Hospital for Children, where she died from her injuries. And what's even more sickening is that while this young lady is being jumped by these other girls, there are students that stood around and recorded this young lady basically being beaten to death. So that, for me, just takes it to a whole nother level where, I mean, I can't see where, yes, it's a fight, but it doesn't have to be a situation where you're jumping the girl over a boy to the point where she loses her life. I can't get it.
So over the top, yo.
There was another. I mean, I was reading in Delaware Online is actually where I was getting my information from. But one of Amy's friends, said that they had talked to Amy Wednesday night, and Amy told them that she was going to the bathroom on Thursday to settle the beef. Though they didn't elaborate about. They said that it didn't involve boys, but they also didn't go any further than that. So apparently Amy already knew about, you know what I mean, them meeting in the bathroom to fight.
Yeah, but from what I'm hearing, though, I'm hearing that the young lady didn't believe in fighting was being the answer, the victim I'm talking about. And
right.
That's why maybe she had went with those intentions. You know what I mean? And you know, and to your point where you're saying how they was claiming that it wasn't about a boy. I mean,
right.
You know, Donald Trump followers say that they aren't racist, but, you know, what are you really going to believe? You know what I'm saying? What are you going to really
believe?
But, you know, and it's just, like I said, it's a dicey situation. We all know what it really boiled down to. And, I mean, I myself have been witness to a violent act, you know, of somebody getting jumped in my high school to where they got killed. Also,
right.
You know, and it wasn't nothing easy to look at. You know what I mean? So
right.
this is going to be a stain in all of their memories.
Absolutely.
How this is, you know what I'm saying? Regardless of how the situation ended, it's going to be staining in their memories regardless. But, yo, check it out. It's 9:19. We're going to take a quick break. If you want to come right back for y'all, man, we're talking about the student in Wilmington, Delaware, dies from their wounds due to them being jumped in the bathroom at 8-something in the morning. Too early in the morning to be fighting, yo. But, you know,
like
crazy. I said, no respect for the rules, man. We're gonna put this next tribute out to the LB fan, Freaky Ty, mix that I made about a month ago or whatever when he passed back in April or early this month.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Social Lab, y'all. We'll be right back.
Rest in peace, Talik.
All day.
Crew coming. Crew. LOSTVOYV is the crew. We've been in the game since the 82.
we do. Please big lights, we can find pretty movies. Music got me turned on, man. Yo, Raph, bring me along.
Huh?
I know Fig got my back. Freaky toss, spark the charm, give him.
Yeah.
1, 2 for my man, Pretty Lou, as I bless the rest of my New York City crew. As we continue to bring you the flame, representing LB from the cradle to the grave. Now how's that? One time for your mind. When what I write down the line, give sight to the blind. I'm coming through with my click. What you gonna do when shit gets thick? Is you gonna start your running and hiding? Is you gonna start your slipping and sliding? Man, I thought you had this game in this match. Well, how do it feel real? Listen, Mr. T, freaky, freaky tie. Pretty, pretty loose. Big is big, nice, say hi.
In this here rap game, for those that claim to be the best, I tear them out the frame.
I'm representing putting Queens on the map. Devil strings with some baggy jeans when I rap. Come up with the style, but they call versatile. But treat me like no lame, I've been in this game for a while. I seen a lot of come, I seen a lot of go. I seen a lot of break, I seen a lot of blow. Hey, yo. It's a trip to see your fella slip. Get a grip, get a grip, get a grip, get a even. You don't even know the half of my crew. To be talking what you talking and to act like you do. Yo, that, you tried to cross the line and hit the border. LB fam start attacking, someone's acting out of order. Put on your leather gloves and hats and get your pits and bats. And get the gats just in case you take it to the stack. The Lex Cruise, the Beamers and the Benz. And all of my ladies and my men.
Nine twenty-five PM on the East Coast, 6:25 PM on the West Coast. You are in with the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio Live, and again we are talking about the young lady. I'm so sorry. What is her name? Amy. Yes, her name. Amy Anita Joyner Francis, who was 16 years old, and she died after being jumped by other high school girls. Like I was telling you guys, I got my information from like DelawareOnline.com. And the day after the young lady was murdered, pretty much, or died after her injuries, the principal addressed the students, you know, via the PA system, and just pretty much, you know, tried to, you know, bring up the morale of the kids. There's like grief counseling and everything that's available for the children at the school as well. But, you know, I thought it very big of the principal to address the students in the manner of, you know, what if it was your friend that it happened to? Or, you know, like how do you want to live your life? You know, you don't want to live it in a manner of, with the thought of hurting other people, you know, that's not what we're here for. And I just, you know, I thought it was big of him to address the students that way. It was about a 3-minute, you know, not speech, but a 3-minute just interjection to the situation. It's like these children, doesn't that cause anxiety amongst the other children? You know what I mean? At the school, it's a lot of things that are tied into that. And hot chocolate, I know that you had, you know, other information in regards to the situation, if you don't mind sharing that with us.
Not at all. We're looking to confirm the date as far as the funeral arrangements for Amy Joyner, but some interesting, not to say the least, facts pulled together by Essence Magazine, noting the senseless death of Amy Joyner, a 16-year-old Delaware high school student, has a local community and people across the country looking for answers. Based on what's been reported so far, the circumstances around Amy's death are extremely troubling and difficult.
Right. You know, there was also a mayoral debate. Yeah, there was also a mayoral debate that was planned at the school that Thursday, and it was rescheduled because of, you know, her death. I mean, and that's, you know, that's the eerie thing about it. The mayoral debate was supposed to be focused on public safety.
Right.
And they were going to have it at that school.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I
but
think,
that's the same morning that she was...
That went down. So,
yeah.
Was, I mean, it's more of... It's going to be definitely a wake-up call any way you slice it. You know what I mean? Whether the mayoral candidates were going to be talking about situations specific to this, you know, to this
exactly.
type of incident or not, you know, really isn't the thing to focus on. The fact being that that was on the dock for discussion
right.
on what they was going to do to change it, and then this happens, it just goes to show
right.
that, you know, that there's a much-needed, you know, presence of change.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just in,
exactly.
in some of society, period. But, because this is beginning to numb.
But you know what's crazy, though? Cause I remember, like, the first time that they put, you know, the metal detectors in the schools.
Yeah.
You know?
How about that happened with me back in, what year was that?
Like 80 something, wasn't it?
Nah. It was certain schools. It was like that. But at my high school, we didn't get metal detectors until 93, I want to say. That's when my man, God bless his soul, Shebe Well Jackson, got, you know, fatally wounded in a situation, you know, to where he I don't think he was even jumping the dudes, but he was with the cast that was jumping this one dude, and somebody had the knife. Dude that was getting jump wrestled the knife from him, and then when he got the knife, everybody kind of broke out. He grabbed the first person that he saw and got
wow.
And they were, yeah, it was my man Sheeb, and I don't even think he was, you know what I'm saying, part of the melee. He was just with the cast that was, you know what I'm saying,
that was right part
with
of it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And Sheeb got caught, and,
right.
You know, the rest is history. But, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. This is what comes out of it a lot of times when a lot of these emotions and everything else is misguided, and it's just running
right.
out of control. You know what I mean? There's no
right.
That's what it is, lack of control, and then you get these crazy results
and, you know,
out of it.
The teachers are overwhelmed, you know what I mean, in the sense
absolutely.
Of... the classroom sizes have, you know, doubled. The violence in the schools has doubled or even tripled, you know. Because I remember, I mean, there used to be fights in school all the time. You
no,
know?
Absolutely.
Right, you know. And, I mean, yes, a couple of kids died, you know, either from hitting their head on the ground. I remember a guy, they were fighting on the basketball court, and he got knocked down. He hit his head, and there's brain swelling, and then he's gone, you know?
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
It happens.
I mean, it happens.
Right.
I mean,
girls get their face,
you know,
cut
I mean?
Up. Right.
Yeah, I witnessed that, too. That's not nothing nice. But, yo, anyway, I'm not going to talk about my walk down memory lane back in the streets of New York, whatever. It's 9:32. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with sports real quick to give you guys an update on what's going on. I know you haven't missed your sports report. And we're going to give you an update on sports, see what's happening after the layoff, during the layoff, I should say. And, you know, we'll get back to it. 9:32, tune into the Social Lab, TM Hum Radio Live. Your boy, Safe James, Madam Boston, Hot Chocolate, TM, wherever you at, calling. Again, brother, we here waiting on you, blood. He was actually on.
Hey, baby.
I don't know what happened. What up with you, man? Cool. If you're hearing us, man, come on, call in, man. Give us something. All right. We'll be right back, y'all.
Okay.
Right now, fight to the point, say you're. around talking about playing against them, but that's how it's not cypher. No can do. And if you take off a joke, then ask the other two, and I'll proceed to let you know exactly how to flow. I'm not a law doctor, so just suckle with the hoe. Oops, my mistake, I didn't know you went with her. Should I run down the line of all the kids are done hitter? Don't be bitter. I hear that honey resembles a critter. Her, she likes it 2-on-1 like my man John Ritter. But back to the subject, you can't catch wreck. You must give respect to earn respect. Suckers think they can hurt me, cause now it's back. You're full of jokes. Well, yo, your name ain't flex. I got the riches, the bitches. I'm lost like a Huxtable. You think you're all that, but your girl's quite doable. Yeah, I'm telling you, cheap to back up off me. I'm not a man called Hawk, but I ain't Mr. Saucy. Rapping is an art coming straight from the heart. So forget the chalk, because the action got scars.
Black hair and your fat ass style. Street poetry is my everyday. But yo, I gotta stop when you drop my way. If I was working at the club, you would not pay. Ayo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. Name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. Told you in the jam that we could get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got DVD all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. Perceptions on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop down because you couldn't relate. You couldn't relate.
You couldn't relate. That'd be the problem.
Couldn't relate.
Chicks out here nowadays, man. They won't be able to relate to us, man. You know what I mean? Be simple, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
9:37 p.m. 9:37 p.m. Still tuning in to Social Lab Team. I'm in Radio Lab. It's your boy, Safe James. I'm joined with my illustrious hosts, co-hosts, Hot Chocolate and Kizzy Sunshine over there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that y'all?
Yeah,
baby.
It is.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
That is who you think I mean.
Check it real quick. We're going to jump into sports real quick. Okay, there's been a lot going on since our little layoff. You know, our team building exercises, blase, splee. But as of today, I'm going to start with some of the new stuff. Okay. The Patriots' Tom Brady is actually going to have that four-game suspension that he was dealt out last year to be upheld this year.
Okay.
The Court of Appeals came back and visited the case, and they gave them the, I guess, the authority to reinstate it whatsoever. So Tom Brady will be out the first four games, and I don't think he can fight this one again to get his dream team of lawyers to win him that pass to get back in those first four games of the season this year. So, New England fans, if y'all don't get it, if Joey Garoppolo doesn't get it right, y'all might be starting out 0-4 if y'all not too careful. I'm just letting you know that. Anyway, on to next. enough of that, dude. Josh Norman signed a 5-year, $75 million deal with the Washington Redskins. Talk about big money. Talking about big money. No whammy, no whammy. Stop. I mean, this dude, you know what I'm saying? He's talking $15 million a year. If you got $15 million a year, I'm trying to tell you what I'm doing. I'm calling my bank every day just to hear the balance. Every day.
Yo, I check my balance every day, and I got 76 cents, so I need that joint.
Yo, I'm talking about, I would just listen to it just to say your available balance is $4,785,000 and whatever the hell else you want to make up on. Yo, I just call you to hear that. You know what I mean? Oh, man.
I guess. Such a good thing. Go sit at a restaurant and put it on a speaker.
Word up. Take over the mic at the mall. Go to the mall and put the video in the loudspeaker. break a security.
Your available balance sheet.
Put that over.
Right.
You better
what
hide
the hell?
It. You better tip your ass out of there after that, because they're gonna come find you.
Right.
Whatever that is. You know the wolves is out. You know the wolves is out. Can't be too safe. Anyway, that's only the real big news going on in the NFL right now. Cause you know it's quiet. The Eagles made a trade to get the second pick. Browns, I think they have the Browns have the first. They traded with the Titans, and you know everybody's trying to get a quarterback, but there's nobody that's really out there that's going to make a difference, I don't believe. All right, on to the next. NBA news. Playoffs is in full effect. We have a couple of teams that already done sealed their destiny for the next round. We have the Cavs swept the Pistons last night in, I guess, emphatic fashion. And the San Antonio Spurs swept the Memphis Grizzlies last night in the same fashion. So, now, here's the thing. Golden State is up 3-1 on Houston after they opened up a can of whoop-ass on Houston last night. But
okay,
Steph Curry has a sprained MCL.
Yeah, man.
Now, that is going to throw a monkey wrench in the plan of completing.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Completing the task.
Hardcore.
Beating the Bulls record. Injuries are like a cancer on a team, yo. You never know when it's going to show up, but it's going to hit you. You know what I'm saying? At the worst time.
Hard and fast, yo.
Yo, I'm trying to tell you. He's scheduled to be out for, I would say, on the good end of MCL sprains, 2 weeks. On the good end. He seemed pretty strong limping off the court, running off the court, or whatever the case may be, walking on his own power. I get it. But I know as a personal trainer, you're not going to really feel something until the second day.
Right.
So depending on how he feel, not today, but tomorrow, is going to tell
hell yeah, it's going to be a wrap.
You know what I'm saying? If you're not
ice
able
bath,
to walk on that leg,
heat pad,
you dig what
the
I'm
whole
saying?
Shit. I mean,
the
excuse
whole
me.
Shebang.
Mm.
Yeah, watch out. Now. The whole shebang a bang.
I know, right?
So if he's not able to put any pressure on that knee come tomorrow morning when he wakes up, yo,
yeah,
it's not looking good for the
Cancer
Warriors. Yo, I'm trying to tell you, man, I don't know what's going to happen because they were the prohibitive favorites in order to win the title again this year. Now you're getting
right.
Cats like the Clippers and the Spurs, and I was going far to say even the Cavs, a ray of hope. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's going to be a pretty interesting play. Now the whole playoff picture has changed in this past, 24 hours straight up.
Okay.
So it, like I said, I'm just waiting to hear exactly what's going to happen. Waiting to hear what the MRI, I mean, how much they expect him to be out. But, you know,
right.
Other than that, we'll see what's happening. Any of y'all see that, real quick before we go on the break, any of y'all see that lemonade thing that Beyonce did?
Yes, I was very confused at first, but.
It made sense at the end?
It made sense at the three-quarter mark. It started getting boring at the end.
Really? Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm
what
saying
is,
Beehive
what?
Don't come for me. That's just my opinion.
You don't want the Beehive coming for you.
I'm saying.
Not
hey,
at all.
Is it compatible to the you remember the Kanye project that he did with the Runaway? That was like a half-hour movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it compatible to that, or was Kanye's joint better, honestly? Because I kind of like that one.
I mean, I can't say it wasn't entertaining. It was entertaining and definitely innovative. It was entertaining. It was innovative. And as a marketing plan, it was pretty much genius. She has that part of it on lock.
Okay.
I think it got a little long-winded. You know, if that was the way that she was going to present the album, my suggestion would have been for her to take what she thought were the hottest joints and make them into the mini movie and not make, you know, a video for every single song on the album, which that's what it felt like she did to me. And all of them weren't, you know, really catchy to me. I would say if there were 10, 6 of them caught me very, very, you know, very well.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not a bad ratio. That's more than 50%. So, I mean,
yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Okay. Hey, did y'all start? Do you see how the internet's been killing baby over the past weekend?
Oh, I got some good memes, boy, and I think let's hold it.
Let's hold it. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to hold it, and we're going to come right back, and we may get into this baby situation because I got some hot wings over here that I don't even eat, but I need some respect on my bitches, son. Straight up.
Put some respect on my name. All three of y'all.
Are we done in you finish?
Yeah, a lot of people listen to this rap, cause I'm about to throw down. I put my time on the map and see Heavy D, delighted you be learning about the place where I rest money. Turn it off, turn it.
Radio Live, that's where our boy Save James was born, bred, raised, and reared. Money Earning Mount Vernon, that's how he do what he do, what he
that's
does.
Right.
See how she love you? No, I'm trying to.
That's
look.
What I'm talking about,
yeah.
Man.
Your girl, hot
we
dog,
got,
I wouldn't have said none of that.
Boston. Our boy Heavy D, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest.
Like, that's my homeboy and everything, you know.
Yes. 9:50 p.m. here. We've got a few more moments left in the show. 917-889-3926 if you want to weigh in. Don't forget to head over to tmheimerradiolive.com. Drop the email there so you can sign up for that newsletter and get everything TM Heimer Radio Live related. Now, for some laughs and some jokes this last 10 minutes, we're going to talk about this Birdman thing and how
he's
he was
punk,
in his feelings on the Breakfast
some
Club
respect
show.
On it.
Charlamagne
he pulled
God
a Keisha Cole on that.
And Envy, yeah. And all three of you. All three of you.
All three.
T-R-E-E, not T-R-E-E. Y'all
yes.
Going to respect.
That's that Louisiana dialect.
No.
What, oh, that's his own?
R-E-S-P-E-C-K, not C-T.
Respect.
With a K.
And
Charlamagne's
question is, well, why are you coming in here? You fronting on the radio? I'm just a radio dude. Like,
exactly.
Why are you on the radio dude? Pull up
Charlamagne was right, though.
Yeah,
I don't care what nobody said.
Like that? He was absolutely right, because you're not going to pull up on Rosé or Trick like that. Absolutely
exactly.
Not.
He said, I ain't
not
he said, I'm pulling up on you.
Well, why are you pulling up on me like that?
Trick the real crazy Florida dude.
He ain't
going to
pull up on
Rosé
like that.
I saw a report
where Rick Ross sent Charlamagne some Rosé.
just because.
That's
right.
You going to make
just look, here's it for your spinning your ground. I love Charlamagne.
I ain't mad at Charlamagne either. Shoot, don't come in here yelling at me. I ain't did nothing to you.
This is my job, baby.
Y'all finished, y'all done. We have choices now. We can either be finished or we can be done. Well, how about we do both and you get the hell out?
My man said grand opening, grand closing.
Grand closing.
Exactly. Okay.
Yo, but
I laughed so hard when he said that.
The internet went crazy.
What you got over there?
That's all I'm
gonna
say.
What you got over there? What you got to say?
Okay, hold. Hold on. I'm gonna go in the arsenal with it's a three-part meme that asks the question again, did you pull up on Ross or Trick Daddy that way? And Birdman's response is him just turning around with his jacket thrown across his shoulders, not even with his arms in it, picking up his purse and walking away. There you go.
Hey. Oh,
man.
And like I said, he did Angie Martinez show that same day. And he loved her. He had the same dudes with him, but he ain't act nothing like that with her. I think it was a publicity stunt just to get his name in the news without it being attached to, you know, the lack of him paying his artists.
I'm going to say this much. When it comes to the Breakfast Club, a lot of people go in there with a premonition that they're going to have to try to get at Charlamagne because either what he said prior to the interview or what he said during the interview. You know what I mean? So I see a lot of people. I've seen Frejo try that. I've seen I know Little Kim had to check him a couple of times. I've seen Master P check him. You know what I'm saying? So, and we understand that controversy makes good radio. You know what I mean? We're not doubting that. We're not knocking that. They're getting ratings. That's why he's staying employed. But at the same time, I see a lot of people with planned attacks towards him because he's in the quote-unquote a-hole of the crew. You know what I mean? So
he is, like you said.
I mean, and it's, you know, and it comes with the temperature. You know what I'm saying? And I know, you know, God willing, this, you know, the thing progresses here, you know, I may need y'all to stand up with me a couple times when I, you know, you never know what's going on. I'm a little reckless myself, so you never know. I'm going to need y'all to stand up with me.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, we're going
to
stand up with you and make them put some respect on your name.
Put respect on it. CK.
But my thing is, when Charlamagne comes with it, he typically, typically, probably I would say 98% of the time, comes with a fact. So they don't like the way he presents it, and a lot of the
right.
information they probably don't want him to have. But, you know, bottom line is that's that man's job. And, you know, he's accurate, and he finds a way to push the button. He finds a way to make it controversial, still yet entertaining, and that's what the hell they hired his ass for. So, ergo, his three MTV shows, and he's still on Power 105. So
there you go.
Exactly.
Well,
people love honesty, even when they don't want to hear it.
Right.
He's prepared.
Very well.
I wanted to share something that had nothing to do with any of that, but it was something I found online that was, like, really, really interesting to me. Harriet Tubman, as we know, you know, has been confirmed to appear on a $20 bill, right? Well, her home in upstate New York is about to become a national historical park.
Awesome.
You know what
nice.
I mean? And
awesome. And I will be there to visit.
Nice.
Right. It's like they're going to turn her entire property into a national historical park. And everything inside is as it was, you know, apparently when she left it, but, you know, they've kept it up or what have you. If y'all don't know who Harriet Tubman is, please do your research. But she
no, if you don't know Harriet Tubman is, kill yourself. If you don't know Harriet,
you're crazy.
She
escaped. She was a slave, and she
you ain't gotta give no
escaped.
History. You ain't gotta give no history. Don't give no history. Boston. In 2016,
don't know
who the hell Harriet Tubman is.
Let her educate.
I have to. Escaped as an adult.
Common knowledge.
And she went back and forth between, you know. Oh, my gosh, these states where she helped rescue 70 enslaved families and friends. And, you know, a lot of people took place in the safe houses, and that's where those jockeys, you know, those black jockeys that a lot of people get offended by, but those were actually, you know, signs that, yes, this is, you know, part of the Underground Railroad. We have safe houses here. So, yeah, so that's a little tidbit, and it doesn't have to be Black History Month. To learn Black history.
Every month is a Black History Month. We got our fingerprints all over this country right here, man, whether they want to admit it or not.
Every
take a quick break, and we'll come back to close this show out. We're going to be on going for a minute just to regroup. We'll be right back.
There is a party in the corner, all of them just a ball up in the way. But let me hear you say, whoa, yeah, whoa.
You have been in tune to the Social Lab. It's PM Hyman Radio on Madam Boston. Got hot chocolate. Got, Sabe James, and, of course, T.M. Hyman, who's out on the other side of the coast taking care of business.
Country.
Yeah, you know what?
Diego.
Okay. And we hope he, you know, has a safe return back. But, yeah, join us on Wednesday at 9 p.m., same channel. Look, same bat channel,
same bat time.
Yep. Yes, but again, thanks for listening. Yo, check us out. If you missed the live show, check us out in like 20 minutes. You can listen to the podcast. And whatever you do, do it well. And hot chocolate.
We are that crew, that team, that network. T.M. Hyman Radio Live. T.M. Hyman, the General, your girl, Hot Chocolate, Man of Boston, Sage, James, Toya, Coop, Dee Dee, We will see you on Wednesday, everybody. Go back and check out the podcast and tmhummerradiolive.com.
Yo, T, when you're out of San Diego, check out the radio.
Real, real.
Good.
Okay.